Welcome to Dharma Glimpses, an introduction to the profound treasury teachings of Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, taught by Judy Leaf. In this episode, Judy explores the topic of sacredness.
Welcome. Today I'd like to explore the question of sacredness, the sacred or the holy. Fundamentally, I'm exploring or questioning how we view our experience in this world, how we view ourselves, how we view one another, and the whole notion of sacred and secular that we tend to hold. There are special things that are sacred, and then there's the rest of life, which is secular, or sacred sometimes is sort of disconnected or wooey-wooey, and the secular can be getting things done practical. We make lots of contrasts that way. What we consider our special occasions and more humdrum, ordinary life, which can be routine and functional and not always all that inspiring. Or sometimes it's the other way around. We take great pride in getting things done and being skilled in what we need to get by and to make it in this world. And the sacred seems something like totally unreal and dreamy. And on the other hand, we can be kind of too much in a dream world and be incompetent about going to simple tasks of daily life. So I guess one way of looking at this is to ask, are those the only two options? Either we just put our nose to the grindstone and just plow along and getting things done in life, or do we just space out in kind of unrealistic dream world that where everything is pretty and beautiful and special? Is there a way beyond those kind of ridiculous extremes? And what is sacredness anyway? Is it something that exists out there, or is it something we make? We decide something is sacred. We label it sacred. Is the sacred some sense of another world that we might not see with our ordinary eyes, you know, like heaven or other realms? Is it a distant aspiration or an immediate experience? These are the kind of questions to explore. I'm not saying I'm providing all the answers here, but I think there's something important about looking into how we actually view the fundamentals of our life. Here we are in our life. How do we view it? It's not as if we go around saying, this is sacred, this isn't, this is holy, this is not. What makes this holy and that not holy, really? In Buddhism, there's actually kind of a deliberate quality to the idea of sacredness. Seeing in a sacred way, seeing the sacredness in everything, seeing the sacredness in the most mundane aspects of our ordinary life. You could say sacredness binds the meditation and post-meditation, the ordinary, the magic of the ordinary lived experience. The idea of viewing things with a sacred outlook is that it has the power to reconnect us with a quality of wonder, a quality of awe, a quality of deep respect. This is definitely not the same as viewing things with rose-colored glasses. It's not pretending that painful things are not painful, that everything is for some superior purpose or all sorts of wishful thinking about that or covering up of the harshness of life. It's within the harshness of life and with the most fundamental experiences of our physical body, of our speech and emotions, and of our mind. Maybe a better word would be respect, having a deep respect for our life's journey with all its ups and all its downs. If even from time to time, once in a while, we extract ourselves from just being engaged in the continuing pressures of getting through an ordinary day, we have little gap in that. Step back even for an instant, things start to look very different. There's a lot of emphasis on view in Buddhism. How we view things matter, and how we view things make things matter. And in many ways, the most simple fundamental practice of Dharma, of cultivating mindfulness and cultivating awareness, is an expression of a more sacred view of things, respectful, appreciative, and open. I'm not suggesting that we simply overlay our experiences with some kind of concept of sacredness and kind of slap it onto life and try to make it or special somehow seem different in that way. It's more about being curious and see what happens when instead of looking for a special experience of sacredness, something beyond the normal day-to-day simple life experiences. You simply treat whatever happens, whatever occurs, as sacred. Whatever you experience, whoever you encounter, every breath, every pain, every pleasure, every insight, every challenge. And you don't have to give it any kind of label as sacredness or holy, even though I'm using those words. They're a little charged, I realize. Maybe a better phrasing is simply to view your life as though it matters, to view other people as though they matter, to view your body and your words, your emotions, your thought, your consciousness, simply as though it matters and is worthy of your mindful attention and care. People go on pilgrimages. People get inspired by certain special sacred sites, or cathedrals or churches or sometimes a tree or a rock, a cave or whatever it might be. But the point is not to use that to diminish or devalue the rest of our life. There are ways or openings into seeing the sacredness all around us, in every situation, in every encounter, all the time, hidden in plain sight. Thank you for joining me for this glimpse of Dharma.
This podcast is made possible through the support of the Hemera Foundation. To learn more about Judy Leaf's teachings, publications, and retreats, or to contribute to the support of this podcast, please visit judyleaf.com.